splashdown, and the Dragon has landed. American looks to hire 2,500 pilots, and it's opening day at the NBAA. This is Aero News for Monday, October 29, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. With a big splash in the Pacific Ocean yesterday, a Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, returned to Earth at 2:22 p.m. Central Daylight Time, just a few hundred miles west of Baja California, Mexico. The splashdown successfully ended the first commercial cargo delivery flight contracted by NASA to resupply the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden said, quote, "Just a little over 1 year after we retired the space shuttle, we have completed the first cargo resupply mission to the International Space Station, not with a government-owned and operated system, but rather with one built by a private firm, an American company that is creating jobs and helping keep the U.S. the world leader in space as we transition to the next exciting chapter in exploration," end quote. The Dragon capsule will be taken by boat to a port near Los Angeles, where it will be prepared for a return journey to SpaceX's test facility in McGregor, Texas, for processing. The Dragon launched atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida on October the 7th. It carried 882 pounds of cargo to the complex, and returning with the Dragon capsule was 1,673 pounds of cargo, including 163 pounds of crew supplies, 866 pounds of scientific research, and 518 pounds of hardware. The mission was the first of at least 12 cargo resupply missions to the space station planned by SpaceX through 2016 under NASA's Commercial Resupply Services contract. Well, even though they still don't have a contract settlement with their existing pilots, in a letter sent to employees last week, American Airlines CEO Tom Horton said the airline will need to hire as many as 2,500 new pilots over the next 5 years, replacing those who have retired and filling slots opened by attrition. But the company also said it would be expanding its international routes, adding to the demand for pilots. According to multiple media sources, including CNN, Horton said in the letter, quote, "The new American will be doing even more international flying, providing greater opportunities for career advancement and increased income for our people," end quote. The announcement was made in conjunction with the unveiling of some of those new international routes, which will be open for booking November the 4th. They include Dallas-Fort Worth to Seoul, South Korea, Dallas-Fort Worth to Lima, Peru, Chicago O'Hare to Dusseldorf, Germany, and New York's JFK to Dublin, Ireland. In a news release, the airline said the new service enhances American's network footprint and will provide more access and choices for customers in key international markets. It is opening day at the NBAA 2012 convention in Orlando. The day began with the good news that President Obama was leaving town early, and thus that VIP TFR did not cause near the problems that it might have. With opening day comes a flurry of news conferences and product announcements. ANN is on hand covering it all, and remember, we'll be streaming special editions of our video news program Airborne, hosted by Ashley Hale, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. The program will air shortly after the close of business at the convention each day. Already today, True North Avionics announced at the NBAA conference that its True North Stylus handset is now shipping and ready for purchase and immediate delivery. Peterborough, Canada-based Flying Colors Corporation is the first of the company's partners to install the new Stylus handset on a range of Asian and North American-based aircraft. Expect many more product announcements to come, and remember to stay logged on to www.aero-news.net in order to see Airborne tonight, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings. Well, with northbound Hurricane Sandy storming toward the East Coast and expected to arrive tomorrow, Civil Air Patrol's Northeast Region and the Florida and Massachusetts wings have approved missions to move aircraft inland, and members throughout potentially affected areas stand ready to assist where needed. Wings throughout the potentially affected areas in CAP's Middle East and Northeast regions are poised to respond to requests for assistance, which could include missions such as aerial imagery, emergency communication support, searches for missing aircraft or people, distribution of food and water, checking on residents, or helping to fill and stack sandbags. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasters expect Sandy to affect conditions across coastal areas along the length of the eastern seaboard, But right now, the strongest impact is expected in New Jersey and the New York City area. Complicating the scenario are the expected arrivals of a major winter storm moving in from the west and frigid air flowing down from Canada, along with the presence of a full moon, producing high tides and correspondingly increased likelihood of coastal flooding. The result, forecasters say, could be a destructive combination of high winds, heavy rains, flooding, and, in the affected area's western regions, snow. Clearing weather is not expected until the week's end. When Aero News continues, from an iPad in the cockpit to touchscreen avionics. Did you know it's Red Ribbon Week? And the Eagle has landed again.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
For 60 years, Aerosonic has been a leader in aviation products and equipment. From this heritage of quality and precision comes the next generation of standby instrumentation. The OASIS Multifunction Standby Display System is uniquely designed to be the most flexible and affordable system of its type on the market today. Stop by NBAA booth number 3733 for a demonstration of this exciting new product. Or check us out on the web at aerosonic.com.
Meet SAM, the new 2-inch standby attitude module from Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics. SAM offers selectable horizontal and vertical orientation like no other, guaranteeing the perfect fit within any panel. Learn more at flysam.com.
Aero News continues now. From Monday, October the 29th, I'm Glenn Moyer. Flight testing is underway for the latest configuration of Rockwell Collins ProLine Fusion Avionics, featuring the industry's first touchscreen primary flight displays. The tests are taking place on the company's Hawker Beechcraft King Air B200GT. Greg Ehrman, the Vice President and General Manager of Business and Regional Systems for Rockwell Collins, said, quote, "Seeing this aircraft lift off the runway and realizing the positive impact that our touchscreen technology will have on aviation is a proud moment," end quote. Rockwell Collins ProLine Fusion with touchscreen and cursor-controlled flight displays will debut as a retrofit option for Hawker Beechcraft Global Customer Support and ProLine 21-equipped King Air aircraft. Certification is expected by the end of 2013, with entry into service in early 2014. To date, ProLine Fusion has been selected for 17 aircraft platforms. Like they do every fall, many of Civil Air Patrol's more than 61,000 members are promoting healthy, drug-free lifestyles during their nationwide observance of Red Ribbon Week. The oldest, largest drug prevention campaign in the U.S., Red Ribbon Week, is observed across America October 23rd through the 31st. This year's theme is, quote, "The best me is drug-free," end quote. Throughout the week, CAP wings are encouraging their officers and cadets to show support for a drug-free America by wearing and distributing red ribbons emblazoned with the slogan, quote, "Follow your dream and stay clean," end quote. The origins of Red Ribbon Week date back nearly three decades to a local effort in Imperial Valley, California, to honor the memory of former resident Enrique Camarino, a U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent slain in March of 1985 in Mexico. Members of Camarino clubs began wearing red ribbons in the slain agent's memory. In 1988, Congress proclaimed the final week of October as Red Ribbon Week for a drug-free America. Red Ribbon Week has since grown to be the nation's best-known drug prevention program. Fly Right will begin offering Beechcraft King Air 350 type rating training in 2013 in conjunction with delivery of its new Level D full flight simulator. This new simulator, to be installed at Fly Right's training facility in Concord, North Carolina, will complement FlyRight's existing full-motion King Air 200 simulator and expand on existing initial training programs for the King Air 90, 100, 200, and recurrent programs for the King Air 90, 100, 200, 300, and 350. FlyRight's current Part 91 and Part 135 training programs serve charter, corporate, and military operators as well as professional and owner pilots. An educational interactive website featuring the first lunar landing as experienced minute by minute by the crew of Apollo 11 and Mission Control has been launched by website and software audio-visual synchronization company Thamtech. The First Men on the Moon is an online interactive website featuring the Eagle lunar landing. The presentation includes original Apollo 11 spaceflight video footage, communication audio, mission control room conversations, text transcripts, and telemetry data, all synchronized into an integrated audio-visual experience. This synchronized presentation reveals the moonshot as experienced by the astronauts and flight controllers. It's like being right on the inside. The goal of the project is to capture a moment in history so that future generations may relive the events of this interactive educational resource. The world remembers the moon landing as a major historical event, but often fails to recognize the scale and scope of the mission. This interactive resource aims to educate visitors while engaging them with the excitement of manned spaceflight to build a passion for scientific exploration. I would encourage you to check out the website. It's www.firstmenonthemoon.com. I did, and even though I watched the landing live, you still get a new perspective from this presentation and the same old goosebumps until you hear those famous words, "The Eagle has landed." I'm Glenn Moyer. Enjoy the NBAA if you're in Orlando, and thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.